Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping agriculture producers resolve conflicts since 1987. As Oklahoma's USDA-certified mediation provider, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies resolve conflicts. The 2018 Farm Bill allows mediation for lease issues, family farm transitions, farmer-neighbor disputes, pesticide cases, and more. Learn more about OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or call us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, limited interest expected in cash cattle trade today, with any activity confined to inventory taking and showless distribution. Cash cattle trade late last week was a quick affair, finally developing midday Friday with live trade at about $121. That's a dollar lower here in our part of the country. This is $2 loss. Now, this is a $2 loss from the previous week, with the North posting prices of $193. The firm pressure the last 2 weeks is creating some concern that additional weakness may develop through the month of February. Hog futures have rallied over $4.50 in the nearby contracts the past two trading sessions. Although additional concerns surrounding coronavirus in China and other areas of the world have increased uncertainty of overall pork demand, reports that the virus is not likely to stop China from importing pork has limited the aggressive market pressure. Wheat prices are lower at all three exchanges as consolidative trade is maintained following the lows put in on February 3rd. Producer marketing has turned off in the states with the correction, and new crop prices available are nothing to get excited about. With the new crop insurance pricing period underway, September Minneapolis wheat futures at 562 compares with 580 a year ago. Lower corn prices overnight, with March futures easing below Friday's low but continuing the general consolidated pattern present for much of the last 2 weeks. This week's trade will feature the February WASDE report tomorrow, which should be a fairly mundane report, especially after the USDA's chief economist says they will only incorporate publicly available data related to the Phase 1 agreement with China in their estimates. Firmer prices in the soy complex overnight as commitments of traders' data showed much larger fund short positions than originally anticipated. All three commodities in the complex were higher at the Sunday open, but gains have been given back and soy oil has pushed lower. We'll check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
February live cattle up 20 cents, 121.32. April was up 5 cents Friday at 119.80. The June up 10 cents, 111.27. March feeder cattle down 70 cents, 135.20. April down 7 cents at 137.50. May down 47, 139.57. April hogs up 137, 66.25. May up 155, 74.85. Kansas City wheat, March up 4 and 3 quarters, 472.5. May was up 4 cents at 478.5. Chicago wheat, March up 2.5. 558 and 3 quarters. May up 3 and a quarter cents, 556 and 3 quarters. March corn up 4 and a quarter, 383 and a half. May up 4 cents at 388 and a half penny. March soybeans up a penny at 882, and May's up a quarter penny at 895. And March cotton down 16 cents at 67.75. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.